This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by our great friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online, SunburyMotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way. Inspections, routine, difficult to handle it all. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at SunburyMotors.com. Always great to talk with Rich Scarcella, Reading Eagle and professional extraordinaire. Sir, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones.
It's great to actually talk to you for a little bit during the game. Oh, wait, we were just waiting.
Waiting out the storm.
I mean, look, this is the third time that this has happened, at least on my broadcast side. Ohio State 2000, the 2017 game with Michigan State in this. What do you think James, as a head coach, learned from an unprecedented situation in 2017 that paid off on Saturday?
Well, he said it. They had a plan because the weather was in the forecast. The stormy weather was in the forecast. They had lined up food, which you may know what they had. We're not sure what they had, but they had food. And I think the fact that they adjusted on the fly, set up places to sit in the visiting team's tunnel at Mountaineer Field. And I just think, you know, I was talking to several of the players, but I remember Nick Singleton saying that, you know, he was doing a lot of stretching and, you know, guys were just listening to their headphones, listening to music, that kind of thing. I think James Franklin, I'm trying to think, is if he and Terry Smith, I think, are the only staff members, coaches left from 2017, I'm sure they learned a lot, and I'm sure they took notes after that. And obviously, Penn State handled the delay better than West Virginia because they came out in the second half and scored on that opening drive, and that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
Right, because I know in the other games I've done, after a delay, the team that scored first has always won. And mm-hmm. I mentioned that on the broadcast, that it was important which team could get out of the gate. Overall, what did you like about Penn State's performance that sets a foundation?
Oh, there's a lot to like. I mean, my goodness, let me see where I could start. Drew Aller, I thought, looked freer and looser than he did most of last season. I think Trey Wallace played like he said he was and like a lot of people said he would. I think Amari Evans making that contested deep catch. I like the fact that Penn State was aggressive at the end of the first half and scored a touchdown with 6 seconds left in the half. I like the fact that Nick Singleton had 2 40-yard runs when he didn't have any last year. I like the way the offensive line blocked and protected Drew Aller and Bo Pavula. Defensively, I love how they stopped the run. And there's not one player, there's not two players who you could say he's the main reason. I love the fact that they shut down West Virginia's running game because West Virginia is so good at running the football. I mean, and then KJ Winston and Jalen Reed, they showed everybody the type of safeties that they're going to be this season.
So now we flip it to the other side. on James Franklin's cleanup list. What does it you want his football team to clean up to be better?
Oh boy, let me think.
I'll start penalties. with the penalties.
Penalties is number one. Yeah, they've got to. I mean, in a close game, that many penalties could decide the outcome. That's first and foremost. They need to kick the ball better across the board. You know, we weren't sure way up high, and I don't know how you felt, like if Gabe Nwosu was trying to hit short kickoffs or he just wasn't hitting them right. It was hard to tell. I know Riley Thompson, I know, can punt better. Mm-hmm. And Xander Sahadak was, you know, perfect on extra points, but he missed that long field goal. So, yeah, I think they can – those are the two things in my mind that they can do better, two things that stick out.
Yeah, because it's not just the penalties. A penalty happens during a play. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pre-snap stuff where they jumped offside, and they had that one out-of-bounds play where Abdul Carter got hit. I mean, that's the part that I think any coach sits back, because those are the self-inflicted ones. The other ones just happen.
Yeah. I think Abdul Carter was frustrated because, again, his first game at defensive end, he was often being double-teamed. He was being held at times, which goes with the territory. This isn't complaining about officials or anything like that. It goes with the territory. They're not going to get every holding call. And I just think he got frustrated, and I think that's probably why he popped the guy out of bounds. Because, I mean, the game was decided more or less. And, but again, in a close game, that could be a big, big penalty.
Rich, they have four plays of 40 yards or better in the game. What kind of job in play calling did Andy Koltunicki do to set up the big play opportunities?
You know, I wish I was smarter than most when it comes to X's and O's. So I'll try to say this in layman's terms. I don't recall a wide receiver running as open as Trey Wallace did on that touchdown pass, that crossing pattern last year. I don't remember. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't, in my head, I don't remember seeing that last year. So that's one. Two, Nick Singleton's two 40-yard runs is a very, very encouraging sign, not only for him, but for the running game and the offense. And I know the touchdown run early in the third quarter, there was motion, and the motion took a linebacker with – I can't remember who was in motion, but regardless, it took one of those linebackers out of the box. And as soon as Nick made that one cut, all he had, somebody got a hand on him, and that was it. Once, and he was gone. And so I think what Andy does, you know, he puts defenses on their heels. It's clear, and he does it a lot of different ways. We haven't seen half the things he's going to be doing. I'm sure, you know, some of the things that we've seen on video that he did at Kansas. I think as a first game, you know, a few people picked West Virginia or thought it was going to be a close game because it was his first game as offensive coordinator and Tom Allen's first game as defensive coordinator. And I was thinking the same thing before James Franklin said yesterday. I thought the defense was sort of overlooked, and that's natural. I mean, it happens. But I think, talk about a smashing debut. I think both Andy and Tom had smashing debuts in their first games at Penn State as coordinators.
Yeah, that defense, West Virginia last year, and this is, again, four of the five offensive linemen back, Taylor the tight end's back, Fox, Clement, Gallagher back as wide receivers, Donaldson, White back as running backs, and Green at quarterback. I mean, that's an experienced group. So they averaged 229 yards rushing per game last year.
Third in the country.
They got 85 in this game.
Yeah. And I mean, it was really impressive. And I'm going to shout out the D tackles because I thought they played very, very well. And the linebackers, but really the D tackles, I'm not going to name all five or six, but the point is they played really, really well against a veteran offensive line, a good offensive line, and a really, really good running game. And that's very encouraging for the rest of the season.
Yeah. And then there's Drew Aller. Did you get the sense that in being now a second-year starter that the game slowed down for him after the first series and a half?
I just think he looked more decisive. He looked freer. He looked more relaxed, more comfortable. Whether the game slowed, you know, significantly slowed down for him or not, whatever the reason was, whether it was a different offensive coordinator, you know, we have to ask him. I just think he looked in complete command throughout the game. And I know a lot of people talk about the back shoulder pass, the touchdown pass to Wallace at the end of the half.
Right.
That sideline pass, I'm trying to think, was it on that drive for like 17 or 18 yards to Wallace?
Yeah.
And he was covered closely? There aren't many quarterbacks in this country who can make that throw.
Right. Saw him make a lot of back shoulders last year in practice, but not in games. The seed in the game was really a big plus for them moving forward.
I mean, like, yeah. Steve, like they 457 yards, whatever it was. Tyler Warren was almost an afterthought.
Right.
And he's going to be productive.
Right.
I mean, only so many people can touch the ball. You know, the same thing, you know, with the wide receivers. You know, Julian Fleming is going to be a part of this offense.
No
in
doubt.
In a receiving way. He did a terrific job blocking. So,
yeah.
I think it was a great start for Penn State, a very promising start.
Well, there's the other part, too, is you look at the stats on Catron Allen and go, boy, they got to get him going. But if you're there and you're watching the game, his blitz pickup was outstanding. I mean, he was a big reason some of those plays happened.
He did a great job, and I know Nick did. There was one play in the first half that Nick picked up a linebacker and just stood him
up. Yes.
And those two guys, and then they both caught a pass, Catron for a touchdown. You know, James Franklin and Jawan Sider have talked about the two of them becoming complete backs, and that was on display Saturday.
All right, so now they go forward from here, and they've got Bowling Green this week.
Mm-hmm.
Is this more now of a test of maturity of the team that, you know, you want to get better and you can't play down to anybody?
It is. It is. I would agree with you on that. It's let's see how you react to an impressive road win over a pretty good team. You have two, you know, Bowling Green from the MA from the Mid-American by Kent State from the Mid-American. Yes, this is going to test their focus, their maturity, their discipline these next 3 weeks, even the bye week. You know, and really, they should be 5-0 before they make that trip to Los Angeles to play USC on October 12th.
Will you be able? I'm going to guess you're going to come in Saturday morning because you want to watch Peacock Friday night, and you're not rooting for the Philadelphia team.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Beginning last year, I don't come up anymore on Friday nights.
Yeah.
So, but I'm hoping the Green Bay Packers run the football a lot, and the game ends pretty quickly, and it ends up with a green and gold victory.
What do you think about – now, I know this is not the Packers' home game. It's Philadelphia's home game. What do you think about the overseas games that the NFL plays? I'm with you.
I hate it. I especially what I read this morning, Steve, where the NFL is telling the players to stick to their hotels for safety reasons.
Right.
So what are they telling the fans who are making the trip there? I don't understand it. I don't. Somebody who knows marketing better than me, which is a lot of people, is going to have to explain that to me, but I don't like it one bit. You could grow the game. Yeah, you could grow the game by showing the games on American soil around the world. You know, maybe you could play one game in Europe, I get, but I don't get this one at all. I just don't understand it. I'm not smart enough to understand it, I guess.
No, I don't feel like I am either, because, and here's my issue with it. The only reason that the game is as popular as it is are the fans in this country.
No question.
Right? And in this case, Green Bay's not the one losing a home game. Philadelphia is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, haven't the Philadelphia fans, like Green Bay fans, been loyal to a fault?
Yes.
Great season,
yes.
Bad season. Aren't they the ones that are supposed to get rewarded with an extra game, an extra opportunity to see the team play, as opposed to we're going to Brazil? I mean, that's the part that makes no sense to me. We have to stop backhanding people in this part of the world because we want to promote something in another part of the world. That's why they created the preseason.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point. Yeah, like why take a regular season home game away from Eagles fans who are as loyal as any in the NFL, and why not just send a preseason game to Brazil? That's a great point, Steve. And you know, I don't understand it. I really, really don't understand it, especially when, like, God forbid, something happens to one of the players, one of the coaches, one of the support staff, or one of the fans, because they're obviously worried about the safety of these people in Brazil. I mean, I don't understand it at all.
Yeah. Well, I always appreciate you and understand you, so that's good enough for me. Hey, always a pleasure, Rich. Thanks for all the time today. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, as always. I'll see you Saturday.
Rich Scarsella, Reading Eagle. I don't get it. It's the overseas thing. I don't get it. I mean, when Penn State did it in Dublin, it was because Penn State was not supposed to go to a bowl game. Okay? Well, Bill O'Brien set this up so they could go to a bowl game. That would be their bowl game. Now, it turned out that Bill wasn't the coach. James was. And it turned out that 3 weeks later, Penn State got the ability back to go to a bowl game. But that's what it was about. Right? This makes no sense to me. And it never does. The England games make no sense to me. The Germany game makes no sense to me. I know that when Peter King went to Germany, he was just taken aback by how much they love the game over there. But this is... to me, this is a backhand to the people who made you who you are. People who made you who you are are the American fans. Okay? You're where you are today because of the American fans. I mean, you want to play a preseason game down there? Go for it. That's great. Yeah. I mean, fans don't want the preseason games on their ticket package anyway. I mean, that's me. I just think that it's all wrong to do that, because you can't keep sacrificing the American fan because you're trying to grow some other fan base. Sorry. All right. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.